Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzin' today with Greg Dowd of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with their chief economist right after this.
Wow, it's a stampede. Seems these cattle can't wait to get to NutriBeef cattle feeds. NutriBeef is formulated to meet the different performance requirements of cows, calves, bulls, steers, or heifers. NutriBeef feeds by Nutrina offer exactly what your cattle need. Create heavyweights in your herd with NutriBeef cattle feeds, available at your Nutrina Ag retailers. Now including Tractor Supply. Run on in and get yours today. Whoa! Stampede! Watch out!
Hey, it's a free country. You can throw on a ninja costume and belly dance around the block if you feel like it. You can line your lawn with purple plastic flamingos. Wear orange and black face paint to OU's homecoming. You can do whatever, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. Secondhand smoke killed 46,000 non-smokers from heart disease last year. So much for their freedoms, huh? Secondhand smoke. No one should have to breathe it. Learn more at stopswithme.com.
Last week, there was a considerable amount of hope that the U.S. and South Koreans would be able to get a deal done on a revised free trade agreement. However, the Obama administration fell short. But Greg Dowd, chief economist, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says even though we don't have that deal done right now, he's hopeful something may develop in the next few weeks that would allow it to get back on track. Says nonetheless, even without it right now, we've had quite a 2010.
We've had a great year in the cattle business. In fact, we're probably going to export about the same amount of beef in dollars as we did in 2003 pre-BSE this year, which is a really incredible thing to think about, that we've gotten that finally all the way back to where we need to be. We're going to sell South Korea $500 million worth of beef this year by the time it's probably all said and done. That's not bad. Now, that's not quite the $815 million we did in 2003, but the point is we're on our way back. Market share is growing. Consumer confidence is coming back. So we've just got to be kind of patient here and let the thing come all the way back. We're well ahead of where we were a year ago, and it keeps coming. I would guess that we'll eventually get this figured out, and especially on the auto issue is really the most sensitive issue. So let's be patient, give it a little time here yet, and see what happens.
At this point, obviously, we've got cattle or beef from cattle under 30 months of age okayed for Korea. That is working pretty well, that voluntary agreement, right?
It's working extremely well. In fact, that's probably working the best of any place we have in Asia right now. We're still locked out of China, and that's a huge priority for us. And we're still at 20 months in Japan, and we're pretty frustrated that we've got to get some movement on both of those fronts here as quickly as possible.
When we think about some of the other markets in that part of the world, Japan always comes to mind. Any hope? I mean, you know, obviously we've got a new, maybe stable government in Japan. How does this work out?
I actually think for the first time in two or three or four years, we've got quite a bit of hope into Japan. Maybe what's going on here a little bit is we're focused on Korea right now to get that locked down. And I'm hopeful that once we get that done, maybe we can move on and really begin to work on China and Japan here a little bit. So business is going well in Japan for what we can sell them at the 20-month level. We're already half through August, I think, at $500 million. We're going to probably do $750 million into China, or excuse me, Japan this year. So it's business is good, but we could do a lot better if we had that additional access. But politically in Japan, I think all systems are go here for the first time in many, many years.
NCBA's Greg Dowd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Sharpen your competitive edge by attending Ag Connect Expo, the can't-miss global agricultural event of the year coming to Atlanta, Georgia, January 8th through the 10th. Get up to speed on the latest innovations, talk one-on-one with technical experts and producers from around the world, and attend educational programs led by the industry's top presenters. For full details and registration information, visit agconnect.com. Ag Connect Expo, connecting the world of agriculture.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.